Today's feast is interesting, a relatively new one. It was only added to the church calendar in 1925. And then in the 1960s, Pope Paul VI changed its name. It's now officially known as the Solemnity of Christ, the King of the Universe. Now, to talk about a king is foreign to us as Americans. Did not our forefathers fight to gain independence from the King of England? So we're not alone about this whole topic about kings. Today's gospel, the Deacon Dan just proclaimed, Pontius Pilate is a man looking for answers. As Jesus stands before Pilate with a crown of thorns and a blood-soaked robe, Pilate asks, Are you the King of the Jews? And he said, I am not a Jew, am I? What have you done? Then you are a king? On the last Sunday of the church year, the scene we witnessed carries multiple meanings for us. With Advent starting next week, a brand new church year, this Sunday offers us an opportunity to ask a few questions about ourselves. Just like as we do a few weeks now on New Year's Eve, we take stock of the old year and the new year beginning. The big question we need to ask, a simple question, is how many of us are ruled by what we want? How many of us are dictated by our desires? I gotta have this or else. Our hunger for more, for the newest, the largest, the cheapest, the fastest, the coolest, the trendiest. Think of the crowds on Black Friday. Of course, it's not just material things that rule over us. Close to home, sometimes we find ourselves subject to other kings, other princes. How many of us can find ourselves citizens of a world overrun by pride or bitterness, jealousy, resentment, yes, maybe even self-pity? How many of us have preferred a clenched fist instead of an open hand, a closed heart instead of a heart for serving and giving, of loving and forgiving? Sad to say, many of us discover too late in life that the kingdom you and I inhabit every day is in fact a dictatorship, ruled by our own weaknesses, insecurities, and fears. So very simply, this last Sunday of the church year, the church invites you and me to take another look. It invites us to ask ourselves to look at the world differently. We are asked to consider who or what rules our lives. Who's number one in our thoughts? Who's number one in our words? Who's number one in our actions? Who's number one in our home? Who's number one in our life's priorities? We are asked to honor the only king that matters. Jesus is the king of all creation, not just lip service, but from service that speaks louder than words. In the gospel, Jesus told Pilate, everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. Because our lives are crowded with too many other kings, I invite you to listen to the only one who matters, he who is the way, the truth, and the life. To accomplish that, I invite you to look at my column in the parish bulletin or on the website, some more insights about what it means to be part of the kingship. Another practical way coming our way is to view the movie Bonhoeffer, now showing the local theaters. Well, Pastor Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who was a German pastor in Germany, imprisoned in Auschwitz, wrote a wonderful book called The Cost of Discipleship, which every Christian should read and take to heart. And as Bonhoeffer's story is shown on the video, he speaks for the truth, dies for the truth, and lives for the truth. And as we continue the journey day by day, may we remember what our Savior, our teacher, taught us. The greatest words of the greatest prayer. Heavenly Father, give us this day our daily bread. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.